Blog Talk Radio. you imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to Him, all I want is You. We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want is You. I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want is You. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is You, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God, but if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want.
Praise the Lord and good evening. You have tuned into Tehila Worship, and I want to ask you a question. Is there a surrender in you? Is there a surrender in you? Or better yet, are you withholding a worship and a praise that you feel like you want to give to God right now? I'm just here to invite you to just tell Him thank you, even if you don't have a reason in the forefront of your mind, but there is still a thank you in your belly. I invite you to tell Him thank you. God, we bless You. God, we thank You. God, we honor and appreciate You. You are a wonderful God. You are an awesome Savior, a great Creator, God, a loving and a marvelous King. And we say thank You, God. We pour out from within us, O Heavenly Father, a celebration and exaltation and exhortation of You, O God. We exalt You, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless You, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we withhold nothing from You. We withhold no longer our gratitude. No longer we withhold, God, our praise. No longer will we withhold our worship. No longer will we withhold our celebration and our appreciation of You, God. This day that You have made, God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it, God. And so we say thank You. We say thank You. We say glory to Your name, O God. You are awesome and we love You. In Jesus' name, you have tuned into Tehila Worship, where His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. And since you are in the earth, I know that you are filled with His praise. Tonight, amen, we are going to spend some time in His Word with instrumental music playing in the background. I just want to invite you to meditate on His words, just press into His presence. Pray. You may have somebody you need to intercede for. Something may have happened today that you just want to lay it at the altar of God. Today is your day. Now is the time. And I'm just going to be your facilitator and your escort in this thing. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks of Laborers for Christ Grace Teaching Center. And I welcome you to this episode of Tehila Worship. The Word of God reads in Psalms 89, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shall be established in the very heaven. The seed, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thee, thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Isn't he a faithful and a worthy God? Worthy of your praise, worthy of your life, worthy of your devotion, worthy of your obedience. Yes, is there a yes in this house? Is there a yes in your heart? Amen. I invite you to just open up your mouth and give him worship, give him praise, give him glory as we prepare for this evening's experience, Tehillah experience. Get your Bibles, get your words, go into your prayer closet, prepare your heart and your mind for this evening. We will sup and commune with a holy God. We say yes.
Withholding nothing.
Amen. Praise the Lord and good evening. Amen. Those that have never joined us on Tehillah Worship, I welcome you in Jesus' name. Tonight, I invite you to find yourself a comfortable place in your home or posture yourself wherever you are. If you went to church today, if you went and enjoyed the Lord in worship, I invite you to take the notes from the sermon or find the scripture for the sermon, or maybe you did not get an opportunity to go today, but there is a passage of scripture that the Lord is speaking to you. I'd invite you to now just get that passage of scripture, posture yourself, and we will spend some time in his word. This is Tehillah Worship. I invite you as well, if there's a prayer on your heart, if there's a worship in your spirit, lift them up. Lift them up. Lift them up before the one true God. This is Tehillah Worship. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. This is Tehillah Worship.
good places.
I don't know if you're like me, you just kind of get caught up. I get caught up in that music. I love the way it sounds, and I love the place that it takes me to. God bless you and praise the Lord, and good evening. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And I hope that you enjoyed that time of meditation, intercession, or just quiet biblical study and reflection. Amen. Let us continue on in Tehillah Worship.
Yeah, all the souls are deep. Oh,
be big. But the foundation of all worship is an understanding of the great love of the Father. And I like to sing that little children's song. No, Jesus said, in order for us to really come into the kingdom, we have to come like a child. Now, we're not supposed to be childish, just childlike. And just really understand the truth that Jesus loves me. This I know. And really, worship is simply love responding to love. And so really, to lay a foundation for this week, we'll just sing this one more time, and we want you to understand that He loves. I don't know what you're going through, what your circumstance is, but somebody needs to hear. This will wash all of the heartache away. He loves. Oh, come on, sing it out.
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. I started this by just inviting everyone to say thank you. And I said, some of us probably don't even have a reason to say thank you. Well, it is my prayer that by the end of this episode, and we have reached the end, you now have a reason to say thank you, because He sent His only begotten Son to be a propitiation for our sins. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So we have come to another end, to the end of another episode. And I bless God for you, each and every one of you, spending time with me. I pray that you heard something in the worship. You heard something in this Holy Spirit that strengthened you, that edified you, that blessed you, and that prepared you for the week ahead. Because that is the only reason why I do this every week, so that you will be edified, empowered, and blessed for the week ahead. Next week, I may have a word for you, but I know that I will be joining you as we enter into worship with God. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of this day, the rest of this week, the beginning and the balance of this month, every day that you are walking on the earth and not lying beneath it is a blessed day. And I pray that you enjoy every one of them. And again, tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday, find a reason to tell God thank you. And then tell Him with your whole heart. This is Pastor Joffrey Hooks. You have tuned into Tehillah Worship. And I thank you for joining me on this evening. God bless, and I love you.